If we'll come to order, we'll start our March the 14th Commissioners Court session. Dean is away at Lubbock to seminar, so y'all have to put up with us today. We'll start by a moment of silence. Amen. Lord, you lead us in the pledge.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all. Honor the Texas flag.
I pledge allegiance to thee, Texas,
one state,
under God,
one
and indivisible.
Our first item on the agenda is public comment. No one, so we'll pass on to two. Consider and take action on approval of accepting for recording all payroll changes.
Motion to approve.
Second.
Motion by Commissioner Crittenden, second by Crabtree. All in favor?
Aye.
All opposed? B, payroll.
Motion to approve.
Second.
Motion by Commissioner Campbell, second by Crabtree.
That is payroll and elections.
No, that's just a regular payroll. We would like to have the authority to do the election payroll for the early voting. I do not pay, you do not pay the primaries for either party, even though I've had people call saying approve the payroll.
So.
And I don't have the paperwork on it yet, but I'd like to do it as soon as we get it. And it would be before, I'd like to do it next week if we can get everything finished, if that's all right with the court.
So did your motion include all that?
Included all that.
Motion included all that.
Okay, thank you. And then I will give the report with the next.
Okay. All in favor?
Aye.
All opposed? Accounts payable.
Budget amendments.
Budget amendments.
Budget amendment.
Motion to approve.
Second.
Motion by Crabtree, second by Campbell. All in favor?
Aye.
All opposed? Motion carried.
On the
now we have accounts payable.
I've got a few corrections on here. We entered the city of Blackwater twice. We entered the first bill, and then we got the second bill saying it was late by March the 10th. So that one got, so we're going to have to delete the one for 3341. That's on page 4.
That's on JP3?
No, it's on 510, County Buildings, because JP3, we paid that.
Okay.
And then
the city of Blackwater, you said?
The city of Blackwater, the 3341. It's going to be deleted because the 3675 is going to be the correct amount because it's due by the 10th of March.
Wait a minute, I'll find it here on that. 3341,
page 4.
Right there.
And then we have one in Rome Bridge, save on office supplies. My person that entered this twice, she did not see it. So she put an asterisk on there, so it's the same. It's a duplicate. Those first two is on page 6. Under Road and Bridge, save on it $7.97.
Take both of those out or just one?
One. And then we also had a plan that came to our attention this morning on Road and Bridge. It's on page 7. It's power plan. It's down near the bottom, about 6 from the bottom. It's 207.48. It should be 191.87. Again, my person entered a statement. We don't enter by, we pay by invoice, and that had tax on it, so we had to correct that.
19187.
19187, and that's the corrections that we need that from y'all's reports that you got.
Is that all you've got on there?
That's all.
Okay, I've got some discussion I'd like to take up with court on page 11. And I'd like for Mr. Warren to explain what's going on here, what this is about.
We have a grant of $3,941 grant from GSLAC Gates Foundation. And we have been working with Gilmer Computer Tech to get some computers to replace some old computers. The main objective is to upgrade the computers that you have with new computers. And this is a I have a bid for that from Gilmer Computer Tech for $3,461. I can go through it and tell you the spec if you want me to. If not, it's basically a computer, mouse, and a keyboard. Three of those units.
So it's no monitors, right?
No monitors.
Okay. Do you know what the warranty is going to be on these units?
1 year warranty.
1 year.
Yes, sir.
Okay. And the way I understand this, we spoke late yesterday afternoon about this. This is something that was started before you was hired as librarian, right?
Yes, sir.
So you were just following up and continuing what? Okay. I've talked to Carmen, our IT lady, and she seems to think that we probably can purchase these computers a little cheaper than what we're getting here, and there's also a delivery and setup charge that's factored into this here of $320 that I think, as long as we've got somebody in-house that can set these up, it would be unnecessary for us to pay some outside service to come in and do the same thing that Ms. Carmen's fully capable of doing, her and her assistant. So, Ms. Carmen, have you got anything? Ms. Kelly, I'm sorry, have you got anything that you'd like to add to this?
I haven't got the quote on them yet. I mean, Gateway, the guy I deal with is out of town, but I've got one coming that I was going to use to market if he was interested. And I'll be willing to help in any way we can, you know.
Have you already ordered?
Or whatever.
They haven't been ordered.
This is just an estimate.
Why don't y'all get together and see if there's any money to save there?
It's on here to be paid. It's on estimate. It's on here to be paid.
Yeah, I know. That's what I asked, if it was a bid order.
It's
been encumbered.
Oh, it has. Oh, okay.
But I think our auditor said that we can set on that this morning. I mean, because there was two different bids that was entered. The what's on the bills here is 35, like 45.
That was the first one.
Right, that's what we've got to approve in the bills this morning. The estimate that we've got here that Mr. Warren's got is actually $3,461. So there's a difference in price. So what we've got here to approve this morning is not accurate anyway.
He couldn't get the computers for that 35 to 45 bid. He has computers available at the 34-61 bid. They just have less RAM.
Okay.
Less RAM, so less price.
And also, I think when we talked, you said that he was going to try and sell the county a total of 6 used computers at one of the price. That was an option or whatever. But after you looked into it a little further, you found that the grant can only be applied towards new merchandise. So, and that was also a problem with the money in there. So I'd like to make a motion to approve accounts payable with the exception of the computers that we're talking about here, and give Mr. Warren and Ms. Kelly the opportunity to get together and see what they can do together to see if we can get this for a better price, and also save on the install fee. I mean, there's no two ways about it. We'll save on the install fee.
And I know mine automatically comes with 3-year on-site warranty. Automatically, I know that much.
So yours has a 3-year warranty on it.
Automatically.
So we'll gain on warranty if we can table this issue here. So it's my motion to table that portion of the accounts payable.
$3,545.
Yes, sir. And let us research this a little further, whatever.
Uh,
Here's the, here's the actual.
We never pay until we have possession, do we?
We're not supposed to, it's a delivery of our supply.
That's what I thought, yeah. Yeah, so, so we can mean it's.
Can you get an agreement with the vendor? Maybe some legal stipulation there, P O order.
No, because there is a PO issue, that means that we are, they, he might want to look at the legal issue on that of it.
So we can hold this out and not raise the check.
Yeah, I mean, I.
The vendor's already encumbered his funds to buy the supply.
Yes.
If you prefer not the vendor, determine whether, he may be up to money already, because he was under good faith in purchasing the house.
Can, is that something we cannot look into also, though?
Yes, can we?
Okay.
I mean, that, that's what I mean, we can pull this aside and not mail the check out. But if the vendor's already encumbered some of his funds, then some of his funds.
Then we're obligated, right? Once we've issued a PO for it.
And the department head had the money in his budget, it's not county funds. That's why the first order was already issued.
Okay, but the PO is.
Is the PO.
Is, yeah, was entered on the 35-45, which is actually the amount is wrong anyway.
If he's going to give us, if he's going to charge us less for that, then that's fine.
Mm-hmm.
We would just get a credit back and not pay for it.
Well, since he's on a grant, I would suggest that we just hold the check, and if he comes up with something else, then I can void it because it involves a grant.
That's correct.
There's no credit that we're going to be able to take off of that grant. So.
Right.
So. In other words, because it's special money, it can't be spent for anything mm-hmm. but what the Gates Foundation says that is. So it's
sure.
more of a hassle for he and I, you know, to take care
we
of.
We can sit on the check until you get approved.
And then I can void the check and then reissue.
That's my motion.
To not pay it?
To not pay it today until we have a chance to review.
I need to.
The bill, and also for the two of them to get together and see what. What can be done or whatever.
Well, they don't, but go ahead and print the check.
The check's.
But if once we issue the PO number, if they have got them ordered, then I think we're obligated to buy from them.
And if that's the case, then that's what we'll have to honor that. But as of right now, we're not for sure where they've been ordered or where we stand at.
Or I could put it on hold and not do the check right now. So, but.
Do you know, did he give you a delivery date, an expected delivery date?
No, he did not.
I'm a little confused. Mark said that the bid was $3,464 and now I'm getting $3,545.
That was the second bid that came in. Our original computers that we wanted were going to be $3,545, but he was having a hard time getting his hands on those computers, but he has.
Well, there again, you know, doing accounts payable and everything, if a department head has something and something else changes, the auditor and I both need to know about it so that we can pull this or we can enter another invoice for that. So,
this issue came up yesterday afternoon about 4:20. And so,
that's fine. We can, I hadn't done the check. I mean, we can hold it.
Okay.
It's
so
whatever
we
you
can
want.
We can set on the check until further research is completed. How long do you, who do you want to approve it once it's been, research has been completed?
The court,
to come back to court next
the court
time?
To approve the next time, yes, sir.
Well, that's going to,
okay. Is this Mr. Holmes' money?
Yes.
If we're obligated, we should just go. I mean, if we're going to have to pay it, we just will go on and pay it instead of coming
and let,
back.
And let the auditor sign off on it.
Yeah,
if,
let the auditor.
I mean, if we're obligated, we need to go ahead and do it this payday and leave it up to the auditor to sign off on it and make sure that we've, before we pay for it, that we've got the material, we've got the merchandise and we.
Well, if that happens, then we really won't know what has taken place until after the fact. And I would like to know what the figures are and how much we're spending and everything. If we approve this here openly, then we won't know.
Well, let's
a matter of record.
Let's approve the 3461 that his bid is,
don't have a bill for $3,461.
She's got a bill for $3,545.
And that's what the PO says.
That's the reason I said we need to put it off till the next meeting and come back, and so everything's documented as it needs, as it need be.
I can go ahead, we can go ahead and do the check, and the auditor cannot sign it, and I cannot, it's not going to be good until he signs it, and I sign it. And then you can, whatever's done, we can do in between, and we can make the correction on the 31st, whatever, you know.
Can you find out, Mr. Warren, after court, where he's ordered them yet or not?
Yeah.
But I still think that everything needs to run back through court again. I mean, what, you know, we've been, mm-hmm. This was started when Ms. Simmerl was at the library.
Mm-hmm.
You know, 2 more weeks is not going to make that much of a difference to make sure that we know exactly what's going on, how we're being billed and how we're being charged and what we're being charged.
Okay. Second.
We have a motion by Commissioner Crittenden, second by Mr. Crabtree. All in favor?
Aye.
Aye. All opposed?
What did y'all decide? I'm sorry.
We approved accounts payable with the exception of the $3,545 for the library service.
Right.
Thank you.
Thank you, ma'am.
Anything else?
That's all I have on
here. Here's accounts payable.
Item E, except for recording various commissioners' court documents included but not limited to the following: auditor's report, treasurer's monthly report, real estate documents for the purchase of the TNS tractor property, oaths, deposition certificates.
Motion to approve.
Second.
Motion by Commissioner Crabtree, second by Commissioner Crittenden. All in favor?
Aye.
All opposed? Motion carried. JP Technology Fund. Nothing? Okay. G, application for use of Upshur County roads and right-of-ways.
Motion to approve.
Second.
Motion by...
Lord
Crabtree, second by Dave Crittenden. All in favor?
Aye.
All opposed? Motion carried. Consider bids on property foreclosure for delinquent taxes and take action. Good morning.
Good morning. Has two bidders. First bidder bid $6,150. Second bidder bid $2,000. For 1 acre, more or less, out of the AE Water Survey, abstract 345, being more particularly described in volume 27, page 617, official records of paying taxes, Upshur County taxes, account number 22357, Harmony ISD, Upshur CEB, Upshur County Fire District, and Upshur County.
Motion to reject both bids.
Second.
Is this in yours, Glenn?
Mm-hmm.
Yes. I had it wrong. I had it on the
Okay.
Wrong direction. I'm sorry.
The computer printed it out wrong.
154 West.
Motion by Commissioner Campbell. Second by Crabtree.
James.
All in favor?
Aye.
All opposed?
We have some lots in Glenwood Acres. The first one is in phase four, lot 264. They've bid $250 for this lot. bid all of that, or?
No, motion to reject that bid.
Hang on, just let me, so I get this straight. This is lot what?
Lot, phase four, lot 264.
264.
They bid $250.
264, okay, no. Second.
Okay. Motion by Commissioner Crittenden, second by Lloyd Crabtree. All in favor?
Aye.
Aye. All opposed?
Next one is phase four, lot 206, bid $250.
Motion to reject that bid.
Second.
Motion by James Crittenden, second by Glenn Campbell. All in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Motion carried.
Yes, it was. This is another lot in Glenwood Acres, phase M3, lot 399, bid of $250.
Motion to reject that bid.
Second.
Motion by James Crittenden, second by Lloyd Crabtree. All in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Motion carried.
Next lot, phase M3, lot 398, bid of $250.
Motion to reject.
Second.
Motion by James Crittenden, second by Glenn Campbell. All in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Motion carried.
There's one in phase four, lot 265, $250 bid.
Motion to reject.
Second.
Motion by James Crittenden, second by Lloyd Crabtree. All in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Motion carried.
Yes.
And the court doesn't know that information.
So we don't get that information.
And that, this. Five bids on Glenwood Acres. This bid is on Kemp Joy Road. Bidder bids $1,150. This is property described as 1.75 acres, more or less, situated in the Robertson-Asher Survey, abstract 10, Upford County, Texas, and described in tract number 3B in Exhibit A, and deed dated 1987 from U.D. Tatum et al. To Rayfield Bowden, recorded in volume 487, page 142, deed records of Upford County, Texas, account number R68739, Bore City ISD, Upford County CED, Upford County Fire District Number 1, and Upford County.
Motion to approve.
Second.
All in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Motion carried. That was $1,150. Did you get that? I made the motion, you.
Okay, here's, the next lot is also Bore City ISD. There's two bidders on this one. There's a bid of $1,050 and a bid of $900. Just to let you know, the fire district has already rejected the $900 bid. But the property described as the east one half of lot number one, block number one, Kemp Joy Edition, Unit 2, Upford County, Texas, according to the map or plat thereof, recorded in volume 2, page 214, plat records of Upford County, Texas, account number 07731, Bore City ISD, Upford County Fire District Number 1, and Bore City, Upford County, Upford County.
I don't have that.
You have that one?
No.
It's just one half of the lot.
Yes, they did.
Yeah, I did, too. That's one I thought green here. Yeah, I've already seen that. Motion to approve the $1,050 bid.
Second.
Motion by me, second by James. All in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Motion carried.
You approved the first bid, right?
Yes. The high one. $1,050.
$1,050.
Yeah.
He approved the $1,050 bid.
The last bid is a bid of $100 for property described as .13 acres, more that is situated in the A. Lombrero Grant of Tricane, Texas, and described in deed dated February 9, 1972, from Talton Lewis et al. To Irma Neal Beasley et al., recorded in volume 345, page 85, deed records of Upshur County, Texas, account number 01431, Gilmer ISD, Upshur County Fire District number 1 in Upshur County.
Motion to reject that bid.
Second.
Motion by
Crane Road.
Does that have a house on it?
Motion by James Crittenden, second by Lloyd Crabtree. All in favor?
Aye.
The aerial photograph shows the truck show.
Motion carried. Reject that bid.
Just wondering what they thought they could get it for $100.
$100.
You want this?
Thank you, Lane.
Thank you, Lane.
Next on the agenda is discuss and take action to advertise for bids for road and bridge materials. This is our annual. We do this every year, right?
Do you have those?
Just to get the okay.
And when do we need to have these back? We need to have them back to the
April 15th.
Either April the 15th
or
April 15th or April 30th.
Yeah, let's go to the end of next month. Let's go to the 30th.
That'd be all right, Bo. All right.
Motion approved.
Second. April.
Yes. Now, wait a minute. That's the day we're going to open the bids, right?
That's the day we're opening the bids.
The 29th will be the deadline.
29th at 5 o'clock will be the deadline. The judge is going to put those notifications in the paper?
We'll send him a letter.
He's not here, so we're volunteering.
Yeah, he will. Motion by James. Lloyd?
Glenn.
Motion by Glenn. Second by Lloyd.
Yes.
All in favor?
Aye.
Motion carried. And we need to tell Christian I will too. Number 5, discuss and take action concerning a request from the Democrat Party of Upshur County to hold its convention in the Upshur County Courthouse on March 29, 2008 from 10 a.m. to 12 p.m.
Motion approved.
Second.
We have a motion.
There's going to be two conventions that's going to be held that day or whatever, so
they're going to miss one another.
Okay.
There's 2 hours between them.
The sheriff's not here, but I think we need to get with him and make for sure that we've got a deputy on patrol up here for both of those, whatever, since the courthouse will be open.
All right.
Don't y'all think that'd be advisable?
Mm.
The doors aren't going to be locked. So we need somebody at least on the second floor to know who's coming and going. That's just a recommendation. I mean, I think we need to. It needs to be addressed and looked at.
We'll get the Democrats out and then the Republicans in. There ought not to be any confusion.
I'm just thinking about somebody just walking up or walking by on Saturday morning, Saturday afternoon, whatever the case might be.
Motion by Commissioner Campbell, second by James. All in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Motion carried.
Motion to adjourn.
Okay. All in favor?
Aye.
We're adjourned. Judge ain't here. We take care of business.
Oh, good. I need a good.
after this Fowler holds up meeting.
Which one do we call? Either one?
Meeting with the adjourned,